The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
To the Eric Metaxas Show.
I'm not the announcer, Todd Wilkerson, but I sound so much like him that Eric asked me to take over.
Evidently, Todd was caught stealing again.
Oh, it was nothing big, just some toilet paper out of the studio bathroom and little soaps and some potpourri. But still, Eric said it was the principle of the thing.
So he fired Todd's behind just like that.
And now your host, Mr. Law and Order, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there. Thank you so much. I won't stand for pilfering or thieving.
Burning will work, though.
None of that stuff.
Okay.
Hey, folks, you just heard the voice of Ken Fish. Guess why? Because he is my guest again today. Ken, welcome to the program.
Thanks. It's great to be
back. If people want to know more about you, KingdomFireMinistries.org. You have a ministry, KingdomFireMinistries.org. You have a ministry in what we call healing and deliverance, and we've become friends, and I love to hear your stories, really compelling. You've been to India recently. You've seen some, what I like to call, miracles. Tell us about that one first, if you would.
Sure. So this is an interesting one that'll probably stretch some people. But
does it involve werewolves?
No.
People turning into bats?
We weren't in London. How could it be werewolves if it's not werewolves in London?
All right.
Okay. So we're in India, and, you know, there's a lot of gods in India. That's, you know, it's a polytheistic society.
Small g.
Yeah. And, you know, many of the people that are in the churches were born into families that were Hindu families, and they've, you know, come out of Hinduism.
Many people who are now Christians were born into Hindu families, obviously. That's makes sense, yeah.
But, you know, India is kind of a hot place, not in the good sense of hot. To be a Christian right now. The government is cracking down on churches and, you know, the sentiment is changing. Anyway, so we were doing a meeting and there was a guy there. It turned out he was one of the pastors and he got these splitting headaches all the time. He could never get rid of them and they would debilitate him for days. And, you know, he would feel them come on and he said, it feels like some sort of a shaft is piercing through my head and I get violently ill and sometimes I'm nauseous for two or three days and, you know, I take all the painkillers and I just lie there essentially incapacitated and eventually it passes and I crawl my way out of the hole and try to get on with it until the next episode. And he said, can you fix that? And I said, well, I don't know if I can fix it, but Jesus can probably fix it. So I said, first question, I said, we're here in India. Did you come from a Hindu family? He said, yeah. I said, so you're the first generation Christian? He said, yep. I said, okay. Were there any Hindu gods that you were dedicated to as a child? Because people all over the world do this with their children. It just depends on which gods are they serving.
Now, when you say gods...
Yeah. I mean little g gods that are represented by idols, and they have shrines or temples,
right,
and they're part of the Hindu pantheon.
But would you say that those gods are, in fact, demons?
Yes.
Okay. Keep going.
I would say that because the scripture affirms that.
Yeah.
Psalm 106, 37, 36 and 37, and then 1 Corinthians 10, but I don't remember the verse. They can find it. It's only a 25-verse long chapter, but both places affirm this. I know that's politically incorrect, but it's still true.
All the more reason we have freedom of the airwaves in America
right now.
So you say whatever you do. Yeah, well, that's let's take advantage of it.
Yeah. So I said to him, you know, you're born into a Hindu family. What were the gods you were dedicated to? And he had three. I wrote them down. I still have the piece of paper in my Bible, but I can't remember the names because it's none of the usual gods that when you think of Hinduism, if you've studied it at all, you know, those names immediately come to mind. It's not Vishnu. It's not Brahma. It's none of those. It's not Krishna. Not Ganesh. But it was three lesser gods.
Is it Dinesh D'Souza? Because he's a friend of mine, and I want to hear about this.
He's not a Hindu god.
Oh, thank goodness.
It just rhymes.
Thank goodness.
All right.
Sheesh.
So anyway, he tells me these three gods, and I said, okay, that's probably your problem here. So, you know, the meeting's going on. I took him to the back of the church, and he goes, is this going to be, like, loud or messy? I said, I don't know what it's going to be, but you'll probably be okay when we're done with this. So I led him in a prayer of renouncing his dedication to these gods because he belongs to Jesus now. So, you know, the former dedication should be gotten rid of. And this is really finishing the work that was already done when he changed sides. And one of the things people frequently do not understand is that it is not one and done when it comes to Christian conversion.
I was just going to bring that up.
Yeah.
People would say that. They would say, what are you talking about? The Holy Spirit comes to live inside you. You convert your life. You give your life to Jesus. All that stuff just goes away. You're saying no.
Right. Now, the availability of freedom is absolutely there. And this is part of why we have great success in getting people free of these things. Is there's no question about the finished work of the cross. It's just that it needs to be applied. And in standard Western theology, the way we have come to understand conversion is you pray, you get born again, and everything goes away. But anybody who's in ministry, or maybe even not in ministry, just in a church, all you need to do is look around and look at the brokenness in people's lives, and you pretty quickly realize it's not one and done. There's a whole process that needs to be ongoing after the conversion event. So I go back to this guy, and so he says he renounces the three gods that he's been dedicated to. And I said, right, now I come in the name of Jesus Christ to break the power of the dedication, and I command the three spirits that enforce this dedication that was made, I command you to come out of him right now. And he kind of doubles over like this, and you know the front of the room is doing what they're doing, and we're at the back of the room doing what we're doing, and somebody had brought a bucket over just in case, which was good. And he said he felt like somebody had taken a long shaft out of his head, and this huge nausea came over him, and then that was the end of it. And I was in India.
Did he vomit?
He didn't. In this case, he did not, but I have frequently seen that happen.
Well, I know you have. I've seen it happen in one of your meetings, right. And the fact is that it happens. But even when somebody does not actually do that, they still have that kind of that gagging and that kind of sense of something coming out of them. That's one of the standard manifestations. But this guy experiences this.
Yep.
And he literally feels as though a shaft is being pulled out of
right.
his head. And then he feels better.
And then, yeah. So he you know, he was having that headache when we'd started. Now it's gone. And we were there in March, and this is May. And I've pinged him a couple times through WhatsApp, and he's been fine ever since. So this would be a kind of a, you know, example of that, but it could be far more than a migraine. Sometimes it has food allergies. I think I've told the story on the show of the woman that was healed of a major digestive disorder in southern Taiwan because she and her husband were eating meat that had been sacrificed to idols.
Literally. Like, we don't get – in America, we don't –
We don't even know what to do with that.
People don't even know what – I don't even know what that means. Like, who sacrifices food? What does that even mean? But you're telling me that in Indonesia this happened.
No, it was in southern Taiwan.
Southern Taiwan, sorry. And you're saying that this woman inadvertently eats some of this food.
Well, here's the story. She was married to a man who was a Taoist. The most Americans would say Taoist.
Yeah.
But he followed that religion. But if you say it properly, it's Taoist. So,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So he's serving that religion, and she's a Christian. So it's a mixed marriage. It's really not that different from if in America today you've got a believer and a non-believer. They're married, and the non-believer does what non-believers do, and the Christian trying to serve Jesus.
Right.
So this woman, because it's a Taiwanese society and it's a much more traditional structure, you know, she feels subservient to her husband. She needs to cook for him and keep the house and all that. Please, no viewers or listeners, please don't get upset with me. I'm reporting, not prescribing. So,
although you're not saying it's wrong for people to straighten up, like when companies coming over,
that's okay to do.
Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
What I want to make sure is that nobody arcs up unnecessarily because they think I'm pushing a male chauvinist agenda.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, this woman, this is what she does. This is her society. And her husband, because he's a Taoist, he has an idol in their living room, like a big one, like probably about the size of that Statue of Liberty thing there.
Okay.
And it has a little altar in the front of it.
Yes.
And he likes to have his meat dedicated to the idol before they eat it. So she would bring the meat in.
Who wouldn't? Are you serious? I mean, you got to understand, in America.
I know. We don't do this in America.
I can't even imagine. So in their home, there's a gigantic idol.
This is really common in other parts of the world.
Yeah.
We just don't have it here because we were once a Christian society and all the idolatry was pushed out.
So he has it, and he likes to have his food sacrificed or dedicated in
front
of
the idol
before he eats it.
Right.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk about the effect of salt in your diet and other great stuff, and also food sacrifice to idols. Talking to Ken Fish. Folks, if you want to know more about Ken, go to kingdomfireministries.org. If you want to know about more about me, go to ericmetaxas.com. We'll be right back.
I tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn. Make like a Mr. Mum.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night, or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
DIY projects can be both fun and fulfilling, but trying to get out of debt may sometimes be best left to the experts. Hi, I'm Grant Eckert, and at National Debt Relief, we do the heavy lifting. We don't believe in the guessing games or trial and error that comes with DIY. We have a proven process that can leave you debt-free in 24 to 48 months. You save, we negotiate, and you become debt-free. National Debt Relief is results-driven, meaning we don't earn a single penny until we've successfully resolved your debt. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have over 35,000 five-star reviews from our clients. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, medical bills, personal loans, or collection accounts, take the first step in your journey to financial independence. Turn your DIY into NDRDIFY. Let National Debt Relief do it for you.
Call 800-836-5322 for your free debt assessment today. That's 800-836-5322. Call 800-836-5322.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch.
Hey, folks, the great Glenn Campbell. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to my friend Ken Fish. Ken, you're sharing this story about this man
in Taiwan.
Well, no, but I'm saying her husband is a Taoist. And he actually, before he eats dinner, he sacrifices the food
to the idol,
to this gigantic idol in his home.
Right.
And then he eats.
Right.
Okay.
So as the woman, you know, who's doing the cooking and caring for the house to keep him happy, it was her habit to put the meat there and then they sacrifice it.
What does that mean?
Well, they offer it up to the idol and they, you know, they do whatever ritual, they say their prayer.
So she's a Christian, but she's going along with this to keep peace in the marriage.
Pretty much, yeah. And she has been told by the church authorities in Taiwan, I'm compressing the story, but in essence, that's what it is. She's been told by the church authorities that this is okay to do to keep peace in the home because they don't want to be splitting up marriages over matters of religion. Now, this could sound like New York City or Philadelphia or Washington or Los Angeles, right? I mean, we all know there's mixed marriages and somebody, you know, a Jew and a Catholic marry, or a Muslim and a Protestant marry, or, you know, whatever. And so just do what you need to do.
Or a non-Christian and a Christian.
Right.
Yeah.
So she's doing this and then she's eating the meat after she cooks it along with him. And so she tells me this, and I said, well, your problem is that you're violating the scripture. She goes, what am I doing? I said, 1 Corinthians 10 says you cannot eat meat sacrificed to an idol. I said, that chapter was written specifically for your situation.
And because people did this 2,000 years ago.
In Corinth.
In Corinth, and they did this kind of stuff.
And in Rome, and in Syria, and in all over the place. Right. And so this is a thing. And, you know, if you don't have a supernatural worldview and you don't understand that the spirit world is actually real, it's not make-believe, it's not wishful thinking.
It's not an empty ritual. When you sacrifice food to an idol, something's going on.
That's right. So she says, oh, okay. So I lead her to repent of all of her past eating of meat sacrificed to idols. But here's the thing. When people have been doing stuff like that, it tends to entrench the demonic power a little more deeply. So it took us about an hour to get the evil spirit out.
And it was one evil spirit.
Yeah, it was associated with that idol.
And you, what I love about, you know, this kind of ministry is that it's very much like surgery. In other words, there's nothing theoretical about it. It's just you don't see the tumor that's being removed. In these cases, they're demons. Sometimes you see it with your spiritual eyes. You have this gift. But it's just interesting that, you know, you're struggling. And then, you know, an hour later, finally, you know, now it's out. And it's just I'm just fascinated by the details of it.
Well, in her case, it wasn't like, you know, take it on faith, sister. It was there was a clear power encounter between the spirit of God and the spirit that had come from the idol. And, of course, the Spirit of God ultimately is going to prevail. And so when it left, there was a kind of a...
Yes.
Kind of a long,
that's exactly
raspy,
what I would have
windy
said.
Thing as it
you
left.
You took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah, that's right.
I love the sound effects. You know, every time we have Ken on, we get sound effects. Now, you, where were you when you prayed for her?
Southern Taiwan. Okay, the city was Tainan.
When were you in Taiwan? You were there recently?
That was last year.
Okay, so this happened last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
and
she
then
gets
what?
Healed.
She gets healed.
And you know, it was really interesting. I had, you know, a couple team members with me. And she goes, so what am I going to do? Because my husband still is going to want the meat sacrificed to the idol. And before I could even reply, one of my teammates gets what I would call a word of wisdom. Now, this is a gift that's listed in 1 Corinthians 12.
You mean that God spoke to your teammate
right.
with an answer.
Right, exactly. And so it's a revelation of God's wisdom that gets spoken out into the moment to solve a specific problem, because she's now wanting to walk the straight and narrow with Jesus, no more eating meat sacrificed to idols, but what do I do with hubby? And so my teammate says, well, you got a couple of choices here. You can go to the market and buy two pieces of meat, keep one back, put the other one on the altar
wait,
for
wait,
him.
Wait, wait, wait. We needed a word of wisdom from God for that?
Well, she didn't have it.
That's just funny. Okay. I just think that's kind of commonsensical.
Well, get a sword and divide the baby. Is that a word from God? That's what Solomon did.
That's a little different, hotshot.
So anyway, she pursues that. But, you know, make sure when you're cooking the meat, you know which one is which, because you don't want to get them mixed up. So she put a toothpick in hers and, you know, cooked his without it and served him his meat and had her meat that was not dedicated. She's had no more digestive problems.
Well, that's nice for her. What about the husband? That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, he needs to get saved is what he needs, and they need to get the idol out of their house. But this is the problem with mixed marriages.
What do you do with a gigantic idol?
Have a garage sale? I don't know.
No, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of scary because you're telling me there's a spiritual reality. This is not just a plaster of Paris eyesore.
Correct. That is true.
There is spiritual reality. And I mean, I say this because this is you and I have talked with Suzanne about this, that, you know, if there's an object.
Yes.
That you want to destroy that object. You don't want to just like give it to somebody who likes it.
Right. Because all you're doing is passing it along. I view these kinds of objects. It might be an idol. It could be a talisman, some sort of a charm, an amulet, any kind of a thing like that that's been dedicated or used in another religious ceremony. It is as though, not literally true, this is a metaphor, just to be really clear for our listeners.
Yeah.
It is as though it is radioactive.
Yeah.
So you can't see it, smell it, taste it, but it's dangerous.
Yeah.
And it's emanating some kind of a power, right? And you get that thing around you, and somehow it's going to start affecting you. So, and you can't just decontaminate it. I mean, that's the whole nature of radioactivity.
So, no joke, I mean, because we've been through this with some friends that they've had Masonic, very high-level Masonic objects, and they have had to destroy these things because these things had some kind of a weird power.
That's correct.
But how do you destroy it? You can't just throw it in the ocean?
I usually recommend burning. That works quite well. There have been a few instances where I've said, because of the particulars in the situation, maybe it's better to smash it into pieces.
Smashing is always working.
Yeah.
Now, is that biblical? Is there any smashing in the scripture?
Yeah, they smashed some of the idols in Israel to pieces and threw them into the Kidron Valley.
Boy, you ask Ken Fish a question, you get a specific into the Kidron Valley.
Well, that's what it says.
I know. Mm-hmm. I love that. This is the 11 are we doing? So we have a few more minutes left.
So that all started with our talk about India, right?
Yeah.
So we're talking now, we've kind of explored something had happened because of Hindu gods. We explored something that happened with, in this case, a Taoist god. But, you know, the simple fact is when we're dealing with all of these other religions, we're dealing with something that is it's a power that arises from demonic power, but it's being expressed through what we used to call false religion. I will probably get a ton of hate mail for everything I've just said on this show.
Good for you. Hey, I'd like to get some hate mail, so let me reiterate it and underscore it. Why should you get all the hate mail? Hey, it's my show. Hey, let me say that what you just said, we are trained in America, right?
Completely to discount everything I just said.
Well, no, not only that, but we are trained. Listen, Bonhoeffer noticed this in 1930. He came here, he goes to Union Theological Seminary, and he realizes that anytime there's a clash of truths, this is in 1930 at Union Theological Seminary.
Almost 100 years ago.
He says that in Germany they would have argued and tried to get to the right answer, but in America everybody's like, hey, whatever works for you, whatever. This is in 1930.
Wow.
Okay. So I feel like it's part of our American culture, right? Because every culture has good expressions
yes.
and bad expressions.
Yes.
And if you look at American culture, one of the good things about us is that we want to like everybody and we care about that and tolerance. Like, there's a good side to that.
Yep.
But there's a dark side. And the dark side is when somebody says, you know, that religion that where you have the idols and whatever. Yeah, that's evil. People say, well, you can't say that. You can't. But here's the problem. What if it's true? What you just talked about, we're talking about demonic stuff.
Yep.
That's making this woman incredibly sick.
Yep.
And the fact is, we're talking about reality. Now, if somebody doesn't like it, that's one thing. If somebody has evidence that we're wrong, that's another thing. But it is my experience that a lot of these other religions have dark power. And I say that just because there's people listening to this program who may not have ever heard that. They think all spiritual world is all good, and, well, you're a Christian, and I'm a this. It's like, it's not all good. There is dark stuff, and you need to be warned that it's serious. This is not a joke. People's lives, people are dragged to hell. Demons are real. Now, if you want the answer, Jesus is the answer. But let's not pretend that, you know, that's fine for him. It's not fine. If it's bad for anybody, it's bad. And the fact of the matter is, it's only a loving thing to try to wake people up to that. So when you say this stuff, Ken, it's one of the reasons I have you on. People need to understand we're talking about real stuff. We'll be right back talking about more real stuff with Ken Fish. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump and the First Lady will have a formal dinner with Queen Elizabeth later at Buckingham Palace. Earlier, the president met with Prince Charles and his wife, Camilla, at their residence in central London. Tomorrow, he'll visit with soon-to-be-departing Prime Minister Theresa May. Missouri Governor Mike Parson touring flooded areas today in the northeast part of the state, where there have been around a dozen water rescues. Statewide, nearly 400 roads are closed now, including part of U.S. 136. A violent weekend in Chicago. Police say 52 people were shot, 10 of them fatally, in gun violence. In health news, U.S. drug regulators launching a project aimed at giving more cancer patients a chance to try treatments that are not yet on the market but have shown early promise in testing. On Wall Street, the Dow up 44 points. This is SRN News.
Warren Buffett says our markets work in 10-year cycles. It's a shame we only have 7-year memories. The bad news is the last recession happened 10 years ago. What happens when the next recession comes? The Federal Reserve has manipulated rates so low they'll now have to print tens of trillions of dollars. As they print more money, the dollar will devalue and gold will soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold, the highest-rated firm in the country, and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. My book explains why gold is going to $5,000 over the next few years. And if you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of my national bestseller for free. Text the words bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. Don't be a victim in the next recession. That's the word bestseller to 49776.
Hey, folks, it's Eric Metaxas. I got to tell you, MyPillow.com, one of the biggest sponsors we've ever had on this program, probably the biggest, they have a special deal for you if you listen to this program. And you can tell your friends, even if they don't listen to this program, if you put in the code Eric or Metaxas right now, this is a limited time offer, as they say, you can get a 2-pack of MyPillow's premium pillows for the lowest price that's ever been offered on radio or TV. Okay, this is like breaking news. It ends up being $34.99 per pillow. These are the premium pillows, only available at mypillow.com, or if you call 800-978-3057. You have to use the promo code Eric or Metaxas. You know these pillows are different than any other pillows. It's why we rave about them. They come with a 10-year warranty. Whoever heard of that? People rave and rave about them, but the 2-pack, lowest price ever, MyPillow.com. Use the code.
Desperado. why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long.
Hey there, folks.
Now,
hey, where else can you go to hear a little Eagles, a little Desperado, and then talk about demonic entities with Ken Fish? The Eric Metaxas Show.
It's the only place on earth.
And to quote, what was his name, Hyman Roth, this is the life I have chosen. All right. A little Godfather for you. All right. You want to talk about two healings, Ken?
Yeah. So the first one I'll tell you is just fresh off the plane. Again, back when I was in Melbourne, that same night where we had the now 11 people that, you know, kind of stood up to be counted.
Oh, in the previous hour, you were talking
right.
about, you said God spoke to you and said, I have a word of knowledge that people have hip problems with their...
It was their left hip.
Okay, how weird is that? Their left hip.
Well, God's very specific. I mean, remember the story I told about the executive from Wall Street, and I pointed right at the very
That's
spot.
That's different. There's something about God saying there are people who have hip problems, but the fact that it was left hip, I mean, you mean to tell me that it's not possible that there were people in that room there who didn't have problems with their right hip? Like, it's just so bizarre.
Well, you know what I usually do in situations like that is I say, the word is for the left hip, so we're going to pray for those first, and then anyone who has a right hip, come on up anyway, because if your faith is quickened by this, come on up.
And if anybody's got any other kind of hip problems, you're a liar because there's only two hips.
That's right.
Right, left and right. You can't fool me. Okay, so...
Unless you've been drinking tea of rose hips.
We're going to edit that out. All right, so you're talking about, so 11 people are left.
Right, so all right, so they get healed, they all sit down.
All of them.
All of them sit down, yeah.
No. All of them have problems with their hips, they come up, and you say all 11 got healed. I mean, Ken.
Well, 9 of them were fully healed, 2 of them were mostly healed.
Okay,
that's what
I said. Look, I've prayed many times for people, and I have never seen results, okay? So when you say that, I just want to say, you know, that's amazing. You're telling me that all these people get healed. They tell you they're healed.
Oh, yeah.
They tell you they've experienced.
They're demonstrating. I said, show us. I mean, I don't want people to, you know, say it to be nice. I want them to prove.
Well, they do that. My father did that with you. Remember, you said you prayed for his eye, and he's like, yeah, I think it's 20% better. You know, he was blowing smoke.
Right.
He wanted to make you feel good, and I argued with him afterward.
Well, I told him also, don't say this to make me feel good.
Yeah, but he didn't care.
Right.
So you say that they all get healed, they all sit down. Now what happens?
So I look over to my right, and there's two women sitting there, and I pointed at the one woman, and I said, you have a problem with your left shoulder, don't you? It's frozen. And she just kind of does like this. And I went, oh, my aim was off. So it was her friend right next to her. So I knew, but I had the wrong person identified. Occasionally, I mean, I'm working on getting better at this, but occasionally my aim's slightly off. So she points to her friend. I said, you have the frozen shoulder? She says, yeah. I said, show me. And so, you know, she does about like that. And I said, you can't.
Wait. This is a radio show. She lifts her hand
slightly. So her hand would have been about mid-chest.
Yeah, so she's
trying. But she can't lift it any higher than that.
Right.
Yeah, she's attempting to demonstrate this.
Yeah.
And I said, all right. And I said, do you want to be healed of that? She says, yes, it hurts immensely. So I said, all right. I walked over. I put my hand on her. I said, you know, Holy Spirit, touch the shoulder. I know you want to do this because you've already made it clear by revelation, even if my aim was off. I'm trying to make it a little bit humorous.
What you mean is you spoke to me? You knew that because God told you that there was a woman there with a frozen shoulder, that he told you that because he intended to heal it.
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, there'd be no reason for him to point that out just gratuitously, right?
Right.
So we start praying. And she starts to raise her hand, and it's going up higher, so maybe now it's roughly about this high.
So now it's, okay.
Shoulder height.
Again, it's radio.
But it's not all the way up yet.
Yeah, so it's making progress.
And all of a sudden, this wave of power comes over her, and she slides out of the chair onto the floor.
When you say wave of power, you mean the Spirit of God touches her so powerfully that she just goes limp and slides onto the floor.
That's exactly what I mean. So she's lying on the floor. And I said, now put your arm all the way up. And because there's a, you can see her vibrating, shaking under the power of the Holy Spirit that's on her body. I said, put your hand and arm all the way up. So she up and she goes, oh, my God. And she breaks into tears. And she's lying on the floor crying. I said, now move it around. So she's moving it around. I said, do you have any pain at all? I said, don't be nice to me. Tell me the truth. No, no pain. I said, you're sure it's good? She goes, yes, look at this. And she's waving it around from the floor. And then as I'm looking at her, I look up and there's two women sitting right there. And I said, you both have frozen shoulders too, don't you? And they said, yes, we do. I said, do you want to be healed? And they said, yes. I said, put your arms up right now. And they just like that. And they were just instantly healed. No one even touched them. They just got healed like that. So we were 3 for 3 on frozen shoulders. And just then, this man is standing there next to these two women. And, you know, he's just back from them. So they're in row 2 in the center section of the seats. He's in row 3. And I said, what's wrong with your jaw? He goes, well, I have a problem here, and it's been bad for years. It's something like I'm just forgetting the term, but it's the clicking thing that people get. There's a term for it.
Lockjaw? No.
Not lockjaw. It's a dentist work with it. And I'm just thinking, I can't think of the moment.
I think it's called mandibular prestidigitation. I just made that up.
It's something pretty close to that, actually.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so he says, I have this clicking in my jaw. I said, I believe the Lord's going to heal you right
okay,
now.
Okay, hold on. This is what's called a cliffhanger in show business. We're going to be right
all
back
right.
with Ken Fish. Stick around.
Okay, John.
Albin, I want to tell you about Relief Factor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I take it all the time.
I know you do.
A lot of people take it. Half the media are talking about it. But on this program, instead of me talking about it, how about if we could get somebody else to talk about it? Somebody, for example, named Finetta.
Oh.
Over the years, as I got older, I noticed pain in my hips, and it got worse and worse. Trying to walk upstairs, it was so miserable. That morning, I heard about Relief Factor. I ordered it right then. Within 3 weeks, I was free of pain.
That's what everybody says. You try it within three. If it's not helped you within 3 weeks, I wouldn't use it. But most people are helped by it. It's all natural botanicals. You could take it all day long. It's just not the kind of thing you have to worry about, like Advil or something. Well, you know, you don't want to take that stuff regularly. So go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. It has helped me. It has helped a ton of people. I highly recommend it. I beg my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
What if I told you could save a baby's life for just $28? Well, it's true. Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for 5 girls and women, and a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or 5 or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. There's no better time than now to save a baby's life. Call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the preborn banner.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire Infrared Grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now, wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire Infrared Grill will be at 1,000 degrees in 3 minutes. That's right, just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great-tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low-slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire Infrared Grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire Infrared Grills also enhance fish, chicken, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. Solaire Infrared at BestHotGrill.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Hey there, folks. Before Karen Carpenter starts singing, we better leap into this. We've just got a few minutes left with my friend Ken Fish. So, Ken, you said that in the same place in Asheville recently, this guy, you...
No, this all was occurring in Melbourne, Australia.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
This whole story.
But it's recent. You said that this guy...
So he has TMJ. That's the term I couldn't think of.
But God tells you that he has something wrong with his jaw.
Right.
Okay. So he confirms it. He says, I've had this TMJ thing.
I've had it for years, and I've had surgery. And people who have TMJ, I'm sure many of our listeners have had it. It's very painful, and it can disrupt your sleeping. It can disrupt your eating. It's an issue. So he says, yeah, I've had this for years. And he said, not only that, I have pain that goes all the way down into my jaw, but I'm pointing at the wrong side of my face. It was this side of the face, the left side.
Right.
And I said, well, I believe God's going to heal you right now. I said, open your mouth until he goes like that. And I said, now close it. And he closed it. And I said, now move it around. And he goes, all the clicking's gone. And I said, now, you said you have a problem here in the jaw, down here, low. Yeah. And he said, right. So I just reached over and I touched it and I prayed for him to get healed. And he goes, oh my gosh, it's getting really hot. Really hot. Like, this is really hot. Like, this doesn't feel good. It's so hot. So anyway, presently that ebbed away. And, you know, the meeting ultimately concluded. We all went home for the night. But he was back the next day. He comes in. He goes, all the pain in my jaw, I was able to sleep through the night with no pain reliever. It's gone. And this morning, it's still gone. So he'd had an infection in the bone that they hadn't been able to control.
Good grief.
And so the Lord had healed that. So, I mean, you know, Jesus heals everything. We serve 100% God, not a 58%.
Well, you say
God.
Jesus heals everything. Yes and no, because there are plenty of people for whom we pray who don't get healed. So there's a mystery here.
There
right?
is some mystery in it.
Well, of course. You've prayed for a lot of people and they don't get healed.
That's
and, you know, you don't necessarily. It's not magic.
It's definitely not magic.
It's God.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is a mystery and it's a struggle. You know, I remember I brought this up many times that we prayed for hours for my friend Charis Khan, and it seemed like stuff was happening. But
in the end, she died.
In the end, she you know, got sicker and died. And so, you know, it's I just want to say that in case anybody gets the impression that, you know, you're some like holy man. This is hocus pocus. It's God. And there is a mystery. And sometimes we just don't understand. And I can tell you, I don't understand. You know, I've prayed for my dad. He's got health issues. And, you know, it's not. This is not simple stuff.
No, it's not.
This is.
But I will say this. One of the things that I have learned, and it's part of the journey that I'm on myself, you know, Jesus says in John 5:20, the Father, he says in John, he starts with John 5:19, he says, I only do what the Father shows me to do. And then he goes on in 5:20 and he says, for the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And then he says something that very few people want to go near. He says, and greater things than these will the Father show the Son in order that you may marvel. And in that context, what Jesus is saying is the Father shows me things and I do them, but he's going to show me even greater things. So the things that I do will become even more powerful than the things that I've done. And what I've seen, I wouldn't say it's week to week. It's not even always month to month. But over time, I've seen a progression and an increase in both the frequency of healing, the profundity of healing and the ease of healing. Not all healings come instantaneously. Some don't happen at all, as you've already pointed out. But overall, over time, we're seeing more and greater. And this seems to have been a pattern even with Jesus, which kind of, I think, plays with my head because, you know, our paradigm is, well, wait a minute, Jesus is God incarnate. So what do you mean there's an increase? He can do everything. But he himself says there's going to be an increase. And the whole point of it is that you will be blown away. You will marvel and be stunned at this ongoing increase. And so what we've seen is a growing increase. And I always like to say, if you can get the first of any healing, the next 5,000 of them will be easier.
Well, I guess this is when I think of the story of Lazarus, that's basically close to the end of Jesus's life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whopper. I mean, he wasn't just raising the dead. He was raising the rotting corpse. And that unhinged the religious leaders in Jerusalem.
Correct.
And he didn't even want them to know about it. But it was so close. Bethany, where Lazarus lived, was so close to Jerusalem that word got out. How's word not going to get out if you have raised a rotting corpse for 4 days in the tomb? And word gets out, and it's almost, I don't know the timeline, but that has to be one of the last major miracles mm-hmm. in Jesus' life, and it doesn't get more major than that. Wow.
If we have time, I can tell you a story about, she wasn't a rotting corpse yet, but she was moving quickly towards that.
And who isn't, if you really look at it? Well, we have like a minute and a half left. Maybe we'll save this for the next show. But we still got a minute and a half left.
But so. Okay, so let's talk about Lazarus for a moment. I think what's really interesting there is the scripture goes on and says, so the authorities were trying to kill both Jesus and Lazarus.
Isn't that funny?
You know, as we would say, get rid of the body, right? Eliminate the evidence.
I mean, I have noticed that. And I think I've talked about that at some point, or maybe I preached on it at Times Square Church. But the idea that they wanted to kill Lazarus because the evidence of the power of Jesus, it was so disturbing. This guy's walking around and everybody knows he was dead and in the tomb for 4 days, and that there was a stench of rotten corpse. You know,
Charnel.
You don't make that up. What?
Right. Charnel.
The Charnel
that's,
house?
That's the term for the smell of rotting flesh.
Hey, thanks. The great stuff you learned on the Eric Metaxas show. How disgusting. There's certain words even I don't want to use. I guess when you say that, there's evil in this world. And, you know, you kind of think, how could people be upset that this beautiful thing happened, that a dead man is raised to life? There's evil in this world. There are people that makes them not happy, but angry.
Well, it's because they have whatever their agenda is or some preconceived notion that for whatever reason they're defending it. You know, this all breaks the paradigm and it upsets the apple cart.
Well, we're out of time in this show. We will have another show with Ken Fish. My friend Ken, thank you so much.
Great to be back. Thank you for letting me on.
So, along with everything else you have to do day-to-day running your business, you're trying to manage your digital marketing and social media. It's a lot of heavy lifting. How can you compete? Well, first, lighten the load. Get in touch with Salem Surround. We take the mysteries of digital marketing off your shoulders and deliver customers so you can run your business. To compete in today's business world, you must utilize every digital marketing tool possible. But who has the time to research, learn, and access all the options? Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. It's easy and there's no heavy lifting. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. There really are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com. Connecting you with new customers.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump and First Lady Melania are scheduled to have a formal dinner with Queen Elizabeth later at Buckingham Palace as they continue their overseas trip. Tomorrow, the president will visit with soon-to-be-departing Prime Minister Theresa May. Correspondent Rita Fuller reports on one survivor's frightening story of the shootings Friday in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
A Virginia Beach City employee who survived the deadly shooting says he was face-to-face with the gunman during the rampage and yelled at him to stop. He says Dwayne Craddock turned toward him and looked straight at him, but didn't raise the gun or make any other gesture to indicate he had actually seen him. Craddock killed 12 people before dying in a gunfight with police. Still unknown? Why?
Correspondent Rita Foley. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow is down 56 points. The NASDAQ off 121. This is SRN News.
Following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
So wrong.
Yes.
Because it is awesome tunage. Awesome tunage. Yeah. It's the awesomest tunage on talk radio. And that ain't saying much. Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. In case you're just tuning in, it's still the Eric Metaxas Show. And that is still the awesomest tunage on talk radio. But perhaps we should talk about something more substantive, Albin.
Perhaps.
Okay. All right. If you insist. We have a lot of people listen to the show. I say to them a few things. This is when I bump into my friends or I'm hanging out with my relatives. I say to them, first of all, are you signed up for our weekly newsletter? Invariably, if I'm very close to the person, they look at me in a bewildered way and they say, what?
Yeah.
And then they go, no, I think so.
I think so.
And then I probe and I find out, no, not at all.
Not at all.
I say to them, excuse me. This is very, very embarrassing for me that my own relatives, my closest friends, quote unquote, are not signed up for the weekly newsletter. Albin,
yeah.
It's an outrage. The newsletter's free. It comes once a week. If you don't like it, you can delete it. But we try to highlight everything that you might have missed, everything that you would love, so you don't have to think, oh, gee, I wonder if Eric had Henry Kissinger on this week or Barney Fife. Who's a fictional character.
Well,
I want to know.
The most embarrassing thing is when you say it's ericmetaxas.com and they say, how do you spell that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is my own mother.
Oh.
Okay, so forget about it. I'm not bitter, but wouldn't you be? Okay, so the point is you go to ericmetaxas.com. It says, get Eric's latest thoughts. You sign up for the newsletter. Why am I pushing this? Are we making money off this? No. What we're trying to do is help you help yourself because you're missing some. I mean, we have videos. Folks, mm-hmm. I'm not making this up.
No.
Videos of John Zmirak.
Ooh.
Have you ever seen Zmirak? You think he's a fictional character we created? He's on the show now. We got him into New York. We're putting him on just about once a week in the studio. There's incredible stuff you're missing. Photographs. crazy stuff, yep. right? Fun amusement park rides, Ooh. Zapolis with the sugar. You're missing it all. Bobbing for apples, you got to sign up for the newsletter.
Funnel cakes, that's what
funnel
I
Funnel
like.
Cakes, come on. You got to sign up for the newsletter, ericmetaxas.com, all right? Mom, I'm talking to you, all right? Please. This is really becoming a rift between us now. Okay, we also have to mention, Albin, Preborn. We're doing a campaign with Preborn. If you don't know yet, go to MetaxasTalk.com. That's the radio website. MetaxasTalk.com. Click on Preborn. They're helping women to choose life. Free ultrasounds for women. We need your help. Now, folks, we really need your help. We have a lot of money to raise. I want to say that 100% of what we raise on this program pays for the ultrasounds themselves. None of the revenue goes for operating costs or anything but ultrasounds. Now, that is an incredible aspect of this offer. You're not just giving to an organization called Preborn. You're actually paying for ultrasounds. Now, the goal is $30,000 total. $15,000 pays for an actual ultrasound machine. $28 pays for an ultrasound session. We want to raise $30,000 to provide for 1,250 ultrasound sessions, which will result in about 1,000 human beings coming into the world. You ever think about that?
Yeah.
Think about it. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. God bless you as you give. Thank you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.